Chabal El Lous is the company buying the 55-year-old ferry. It's based in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates on the Persian Gulf, but its owners are in India and New Zealand. Ben Evans is in Auckland.
My partner and I buy scrap ships all around the world and mobilize them to India, where there's quite a strong market for older vessels, and they chop them up and recycle the steel.
And that's where the Taku may end up. But Evans doesn't want to send it there because it's not at the end of its life. So he and his partner are looking elsewhere.
There's some people in the Philippines looking at a coastal ferry service around the Philippine coast, and similarly in Indonesia, the same scenario. And we also have inquiries from Papua New Guinea. They have a coastal shipping service because they don't have very much road infrastructure there.
The Taku has been docked since June of 2015. That's when it was taken out of service because of its age, as well as budget cuts. It would need substantial improvements and updated certifications to rejoin the fleet. Evans says the nations interested in the ship don't have the same requirements.
These are the sort of countries that can use an older ferry because the regulations are safe, but they are, how can I say, more flexible than United States or Europe would be.
Evans will fly to Ketchikan January 18th for a final inspection. The next day, he and Marine Highway General Manager John Falvey will sign the final paperwork. Falvey says that's the end of the state's ownership.
We, in essence, are going to switch over the docking fees on the day that we make the sale.
The partnership has already made a $25,000 deposit. The remainder of the $170,000 price will be paid before the documents are signed. Evans says he'll bring in a crew the day after the sale. They'll spend about 20 days preparing the Taku for the voyage. It'll first head to Seattle, then across the Pacific to the Philippines, and on to its final destination. He expects the trip to take about a month. Evans gives the ship about a 50% chance of continuing to sail.
I just sincerely hope we do find a buyer because, as I say, she's an absolutely beautiful vessel. And when we buy ships, they are reaching the end of their life cycle. So it's quite nice when you come across one that's in such lovely condition, but also very, very sad to put it up on the beach. So I do hope that doesn't happen.
State officials put the Taku up for sale last March. The original minimum bid was $1.5 million, but it took several tries, each with a lower price. At one point, a Portland-based group planned to turn it into a floating hotel, but neighbors objected and the offer was withdrawn. Evans Company's winning bid was a little more than a tenth of the original figure. His partner, Rishi Chagarweld of Mumbai, India, is a little more optimistic. In an email exchange, he said he expects the ship to remain a ferry. If it does, he says it will keep the name Taku. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.